From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korean rocket launch raises fears. The North Korean government says the launch was for a peaceful space mission, but the North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations raises questions about the real purpose of the launch. The UN Security Council on Sunday condemned it and vowed to quickly adopt a resolution on the matter. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador.
We're looking forward to expeditiously consulting with our colleagues in the coming days, and we will be looking to all council members to unite around a swift and aggressive response to the DPRK's repeated violations that constitute this very direct threat to global peace and security.
U.S. lawmakers are expressing resolve to counter the nuclear program of the North and military ambitions. Passage of tougher sanctions on North Korea could be expedited this week on Capitol Hill. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Bob Corker, issued a statement saying the full chamber will take up a bill to expand and tighten sanctions on North Korea. South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system known as THAAD. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles. Somali security officials say they have identified a person they believe planned the bomb attack aboard a Dalo Airlines flight last week. A senior official says the suspect is linked to at least one other attack carried out by al-Shabaab militants. He says the man runs a business that serves as a cover for covert al-Shabaab operations. The man has fled and is still at large. This is VOA News. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through mounds of wreckage Sunday in hopes of rescuing people trapped in the rubble of a 17-story apartment building flattened by an earthquake. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn quake killed more than 30 people. A new opinion poll suggests Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and real estate mogul Donald Trump are maintaining their large leads in the northeastern U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a presidential primary on Tuesday. Here are several New Hampshire voters.
I feel it's still anybody's race. It's going to be a real wild ride to see who actually comes out on top.
I'm not a Republican, so I won't be voting Republican. Voting Democratic, still a little unsure, but I think I'll be voting for Hillary Clinton this year.
The people are telling the government that something different needs to happen, and we're not happy the way it's going, so could be quite interesting.
The poll was released by Monmouth University on Sunday. It shows that Trump has support from 30% of likely Republican Party voters. He is 16 points ahead of his closest rival, who is Ohio Governor John Kasich. Kasich is in a tight race for second place, along with Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. On the Democratic side, the poll showed that Sanders has a 10-point lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The spectacle of the U.S. National Football League's annual championship game extends far beyond the stadium in San Francisco, where the Super Bowl is being played at this hour. Teams from North Carolina and Denver are vying for the championship. Denver was ahead, by the way, at halftime. Celebrations are kicking off around the world to mark the new Chinese year. That's the year of the monkey. Chinese New Year 4713 starts on February 8th of this year. The traditional celebration of Chinese New Year goes on for 15 days, ending with the annual Lantern Festival. Embattled Haitian President Michel Martelly left office Sunday as required by Haiti's constitution, ending his 5-year term with no one elected to replace him. A runoff election was canceled last month amid violent protests and suspicions about vote rigging. He handed power over to the leader of the National Assembly. Lawmakers are expected to choose an interim president to take Martelly's place. It remained unclear late Sunday who will govern Haiti in the coming months until the new elections take place. Algeria's government has adopted a series of constitutional reforms. Those are meant to strengthen the country's democracy. The reforms put limits on the presidency and increase the power of the nation's parliament. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.